Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You heard about what happened in Paris on Friday, right? Do I have to lay it out for anyone, or can I just assume that we're on a similar page for that? I want to tell you something. And I want you to hear this. And it is going to try to bounce off of your heads because you are human beings, no disrespect intended. But I want you to try and let it stick for just a moment. The world is not getting worse. I repeat, the world is not getting worse. The world is not going to hell in a handbasket. Yes, horrible things happen in the world. And now we live in a time where we get to know about those horrible things instantly, wherever they happen. And we get to allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by them in ways that our ancestors could never have possibly imagined. When my grandfather immigrated from Sweden in the early 1900s, there is no possible way for him to have known what was going on, even back in his homeland instantly, let alone anywhere else. The world is not going to hell in a handbasket. It is not getting worse. Even with what happened in Paris, it is not, and I have the numbers to prove it. Please try to listen to them for just a moment. How many people died from smallpox last year? I will give you a hint. The same number as who have died from my sermons. Zero. Let's keep it that way. Even up into the 1960s, it killed 2 million people a year in this world. How many of you are old enough to know someone who had polio, or measles, or mumps? Even with all of the insanity about vaccines and scares and whatever else these days, I think I just tipped my hand by using the word insanity. Even with that, for most people my age and younger, we learn about those diseases in history books. The world is not getting worse. When I was a kid, someone becoming HIV positive was a death sentence. Communities were destroyed and ripped apart. And now with antiviral medications, people who are HIV positive are able to live lives almost as long as someone who is HIV negative. In 1918, we had the global flu pandemic, the Great Flu. You might have heard of it at some point in history. Somewhere between 50 and 100 million people died that year. Million. In 2009, we had a global flu, quote, pandemic, where 14,000 died. I'm not trying to say that those 14,000 did not matter, but can you stop and understand for a moment the difference between 100 million and 14,000? I'll give you a hint. One number is much bigger. The world is not getting worse. Despite everything you see in the media, despite everything that you have been taught, everything that you have been encouraged to fear, violent crime in this country is lower than it has been in 50 years. The world is not getting worse. You can actually track the number of people who die in war and global conflict. And today that number sits somewhere around 10 for every 1 million people, which is still too high. But did you know in the 50s it was 250 for every 1 million? It's 4% the rate that it was 60 years ago. There is less conflict, despite everything that you think, everything that you are told, everything that I know what I am saying is bouncing off of your heads because it's been ingrained to us to fear and to fear and to hate. The world is not getting worse. Global poverty and hunger is at its lowest point ever. 20% of the world lives in extreme poverty, which is too high. I am not saying it is not. 20% is too high. But in the 60s, it was 52%, over half. And at the turn of the century, well, the one before, now we have to caveat that, because for kids my age, the turn of the century was 2000. That's scary. So the turn of the century we're thinking of, 1900, the global poverty rate was over 90%. Over 90%. The world is not getting worse. The average lifespan of almost every country on this planet is longer than it has ever been in recorded human history. I'm not trying to tell you the world is perfect, because it is not. I'm not trying to tell you that life in this country is perfect, because it is not. I'm not trying to say that evil is not still a problem, because it is. I'm not trying to say that things can't improve, because they can and they must. The world is not perfect, but it is demonstrably safer and healthier than it has ever been before. And it continues to move that way, despite everything that we think. This weekend, I kept seeing so many responses of people encouraging us to be afraid. Be afraid. There are so many people out there who make so much money by telling you to be afraid. Be afraid of the government. Be afraid of teenagers. Be afraid of immigrants. Be afraid of Muslims. Toxic, unending fear. In the wake of these attacks in France, people have been using it as an excuse to lash out at the refugees from Syria. Which is ironically hilarious, because do you know what they were running away from? The same part of me, SOBs, who did this. But be afraid of them. As people who claim the name of Christ, we should know better. If anyone should know better, we should know better. We should know better than to let fear drive us. We should know better than to let hatred drive us. Be not afraid. How many times have we heard those words? Be not afraid. It's not just a catchy bumper sticker. It would be a catchy bumper sticker. We should actually make those, and we should put them on all of our cars along with our website. Future marketing opportunity. Be not afraid. How many more times do we have to hear those words before they sink in? Before we can breathe them? Before they are just a part of us? Who's more powerful, God or evil? God. Who's more powerful, God or evil? God. Then what the hell are we all so afraid of? Exactly. We know how this will end. We know how this will end. The Mark reading in the regular lectionary today, the Mark reading was the one about Jesus standing outside the temple, and he talks about the stones being thrown down, and he says, you know, that you will know neither the time nor the place, all of these things. We don't know when, and we don't know how, but we know that God's justice will come out on top. We know the last page. We know how this book ends. Our understanding of time is not God's understanding of time. There's that great Martin Luther King Jr. quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." It bends towards God's love. It bends towards basic human compassion. The Hosea reading today was all about how the people of Israel continued to drift away from God. They continued to fail to live into their covenant with God. They failed to welcome the neighbor. They failed to welcome the stranger and the immigrant and the poor and the outcast. They failed to care for God's creation. They failed to trust in God's ultimate love and justice. And they failed to live out lives that reflected that love and justice. That's what that Hosea reading is all about today. There you go. Nutshell. Cliff's Notes. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Don't fall back into fear. Don't put up walls and barriers to feel safe. Don't block people out. Rely on God's promise. Rely on that name that we claim for ourselves, Christian. It's not just a word. If we're going to claim that name, then we have to act in ways that reflect that name. It is entirely possible that what you are thinking right now is, you know what, Pastor Chris, that's nice. Everything you just said, that's really nice and great and fine and dandy. But that attack still happened. That horrible, horrible event still happened. And you're right, it did. It still happened and it is still terrible. And nothing I can say will make that go away. And I would never be so insensitive or insane as to suggest otherwise. But you know what else happened on Friday? Taxi drivers across the city of Paris turned off their fare meters and drove people home for free. On Twitter, a website some of you know, some of you don't, people organized this movement, and I don't speak French. Ben, you can help me on this. Porte Ouverte, P-O-R-T-E-O-U-V-E-R-T-E, which means open door. People across Paris started advertising, hey, you can't get home, you need a place that's safe, you can stay with me. To complete strangers. Think about that for a moment. Let that sink in for a moment. Small groups of Christians started showing up at mosques to make sure that they were safe in the event that somebody tried to attack them out of fear and hatred. People of Paris responded not by walling themselves off, but by opening themselves up. They did not let blind hatred and fear and ignorance win. They let love and compassion win. And that is what a Christian response should look like. I can never tell you that that will not happen again. And I wish to God I could. But I can tell you that we can control how we respond to that sort of thing. We can choose hatred and fear, or we can choose compassion and faith. We can choose death, or we can choose life. We can choose evil, or we can choose God. And as Scripture says, as for me and my household, we will follow the Lord. Let us pray. Holy, good, and gracious Lord, there is so much hurting in the world today. In spite of all the things that we have made better, there are so many people in need. So many ways in which fear and ignorance and hatred continues to raise its heads. We ask you to help us to get beyond that. Help us to grow. Help humanity to find ways to support one another, to live out lives of love and justice, to recognize the humanity in one another. Help us put an end to all of the hate. We know that in the end, you are God, and we know that in the end, you win. Help us to see that and to feel that and to walk in ways that reflect faith that that is where this arc of life is moving towards. Be with all of those who lost loved ones. Be with all of those who are in mourning and fear. And help us all to find ways to help this world better reflect your message of mercy and peace and love and hope. We pray and lift all these things to you, O God, trusting in your holy name. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.